The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
If you think we don't help people, you think again, jackass. We got this email, an update from a listener. Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. That's the best way to reach us. Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. She said, I emailed you guys a couple of weeks ago about my husband's broken penis and how he ignored it for 2 months and was embarrassed to go to the doctor. Well, after some pressing and listening to the podcast where you urged him to go see a doctor, he finally went. He wanted me to correct that his curve is not 90 degrees. It would bend to almost a 90-degree angle when trying to go in, and I guess I wasn't clear about that. He wanted me to make sure I cleared that up to you guys.
Let's see, like a 75,
the
70?
Angle is only 78 degrees,
yeah, exactly.
Okay?
Like almost 90.
Was it 90? Oh.
So she says, my poor husband, already embarrassed, goes in. The doctor gives him an exam, probing and feeling his wiener, and explains the other doctor in the office is actually better with this type of injury.
Call in Dr. Dick.
Let's have a look-see.
So he calls him in, and he has to evaluate and grab my husband's junk as well. Yes. So not one, but two doctors are holding and discussing my husband's penis with him as he dies a little inside. They say this injury is very common, and when it happens, you either need to come in right away or you have to wait 6 months for the penis to heal properly enough for surgery. The doctor also told him that he wished sex ed classes talked about these type of injuries with boys because so many men experience this and many get worse because they don't know what to do or they're too embarrassed to seek help. Anyway, she said, my husband had issues getting fully erect because of this. The top 60% of his penis would get hard, but he had a weak base, as they called it.
A weak base.
That's no good. That's not, you don't want that weak.
That's strange. Like it got crunched, yeah. You know, it got just cracked.
My base is weak. You need to know, my lady.
So they gave him some Viagra to help with that, thinking it's just more damage from the original injury. They also repeatedly told him that I needed to be careful and that it was important that I was on board with his treatment.
Well, yeah. Cause
she got a talking to, huh?
Yeah. She said, I'm pretty sure they think I'm a sexual deviant freak.
Well, no, but you're definitely like just one of those sit-down pounders.
Yeah.
Like a
sit-down pounder.
I'm a sit-down pounder.
I'm a sit-down pounder.
Well, that's how they that's how they break.
Yeah.
Guys don't generally break it themselves. Let's just put it like,
no.
We'll put that out there.
Well, yeah, it has to be with.
Yeah,
it's generally like a with girl. No, but I mean,
but it's a woman's on top or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Like they come down hard on. Yeah. That's the problem.
Sit-down pounder.
Yeah, sit-down pounder.
Good woman.
Well,
not always.
Not always.
Not when it breaks.
Yeah. Right.
And she's an evil goes from,
she's trying, though. She's trying.
Right. But she didn't mean it.
She didn't mean it.
Yeah.
She said, I just wanted to update you guys and thank you for passing some education along, even if it is boner education. The moral of the story here, go see the doctor immediately if this happens because it's much easier to treat right away. Thanks again for keeping up the laughs during this insane time. Love you guys. Stay safe. Big thank you from my husband and I.
I can't believe he let it roll for a while. That's like an emergency to me.
Oh, my God.
2 months.
If I got a 90-degree wiener.
That's why we said, remember, like, go to the doctor. What is wrong with you?
Yeah. No.
It wasn't 90 degrees, guys.
Right,
it was
82.
78.
It was less than 90.
Yeah. It all would hit 90 degree when he tried to go in.
Yeah.
So, but it's got to be, yeah.
Come you got to get that checked out.
Tried to go in.
When it's looking like a...
Don't wait.
You measure things with.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that is like...
Yeah, that's a right angle.
Is it okay that it looks like a lightning bolt?
It'll get better.
I think I'll just wait this out.
See, that's the bottom line for guys in everything. Go see a doctor.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just takes a little bit of time out of your day, but you could end up catching something before it gets out of control, especially when it comes to your dong.
Right. Dong stuff is just like...
I know it's weird. Someone else fondling your junk.
I feel like you know it broke, too. Like, he knew it broke. He knew something really bad happened. Like, that night. Like, that time.
Yeah.
Like, the day to go in is the very next day, if not that night.
Right.
I've been there. I've had massive ball pain for a long time and was too embarrassed to go get it checked out.
I thought you were talking about the time that your girlfriend...
Nope. wasn't talking about that. So I know, I understand the embarrassment of thinking, oh God, a doctor's going to have to fondle my balls.
Right. Yeah.
But when I finally manned up and went to the doctor and they did fondle me and realize it was just
a little veiny thing,
going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were all better.
Yeah. I wonder how many people are sitting with like crooked wieners and swollen balls.
Oh, quite a few.
So many.
During the pandemic.
So many.
There's a lot of stress out there. Like, oh man, I hope this heals itself. I've got a real weak base right now. I've got such a weak base.
I've never heard of that. You like know getting what? Fully hard on top and floppy at the bottom?
It's not ideal.
I'm hoping it's just a little bit. It's not like a rager at the top and then just...
Yeah, like a cricket
stage, like my stage one.
That's great. Right. Or like, you know those things they put out at car dealerships to kind of get your attention?
Yeah.
Flop around? That's what I'm measuring.
Yeah.
It's like super hard up top, but then the base is like...
Yeah, no good. On top's out if you got a weak base.
Oh, you need a solid base.
You need a real solid base.
A solid, sturdy base.
That's where it starts.
I feel like the base must be where all the damage happened then.
Yes. Yeah, that's where she... Sit down, pounded him.
Oh, man. You never know where it's going to snap.
You just got
to... I really don't like to even think about it.
No.
Nah.
It's one of the worst
It's really scary. It's like a really scary thing.
Gives me anxiety.
Sure does. All right. If you have a problem on the road, you could call AAA or the authorities, or you could get lucky and Shaq will just happen to stop by. A woman was stranded on the side of the road near Gainesville, Florida this week after her car blew a tire. Shaq happened to be driving down the same road. He saw her. He pulled over to make sure she was all right, and he actually stayed with her until help arrived. The county sheriff's office posted dash cam footage of their officers pulling up, and Shaq is there to greet them. This is it here. There's Shaq. Can't miss him.
Oh, my God. He's so huge.
He's a huge man.
If only he would have brought them one of his pizzas.
Yeah.
All right. Imagine people driving by. They're like, is that Shaq?
They have to be. You can't miss them. You're like, that is completely Shaq.
I'll be honest, that cop is a giant, too.
The cop's a big guy, too, yeah.
He's a full shoulder, a head and shoulder taller than the guy in the car.
They said Shaq stopped to check on the welfare of the driver and fist bumped the deputies before going on his way. The woman hasn't commented publicly, but it's probably safe to assume that she recognized Shaq. I mean, he's 7'1", so it'd be hard to miss him, right?
Huge dude.
Hard to miss.
Yeah.
I would have been so embarrassed if Shaq stopped when I put the paraplegic in the hospital.
Oh, man.
I got the guy on the side of the road. I'm kind of crying because I'm on 911 and the guy's asking me to break the windshield and then Shaq rolls up.
Oh, we have a hysterical man in Shaq there.
Shaq is holding.
What a cool story, though.
Shaq's holding James, like rocking him.
Yeah.
No, Shaq, you wanted me to break the windshield and I couldn't do it. Oh, did you see the firefighter just rip his wheelchair right out of there and throw it apart into pieces? Shaq, oh my God.
Shaq just scoops James up.
Baby,
his arms.
Set him down, baby. Like, baby,
feed me some of your pizza, Shaq. Will you call my mom for me, Shaq, and have her come pick me up?
The crying James gets to me. Like, really, really, it hits me in the funny bone.
It's funny.
It does.
I'm glad my sadness is so humorous.
And I always think of that
just
song.
Just because it's all worked out, I hope.
I always think of that song, The Crying Game, but I always say The Crying James.
Oh, The Crying James.
Yeah, every time.
Good.
I don't know why.
I'm glad crying and James are now two things that are with each other.
Also, too, though, it would have even been more embarrassing if you just had like a flat tire and didn't know how to deal with it and Shaq.
Yeah, then
by.
Shaq's had to come. Shaq, can you teach me how to be a man? Show me how to change this flat tire.
He just lifts your car with one finger.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're in an accident and you see Shaq afterwards, you're like, is this even real?
Yeah, like, oh, I died.
This is
Shaq died. It's like,
angels look like Shaq.
Yeah.
Shaq is God. Jason Momoa is taking on a new role. Kind of different.
Sexual ambassador?
No. Classic character.
Oh, like a movie role.
Curly from the Three Stooges.
Oh, man. It's this. This.
Little punk cut pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
What?
So he's voicing?
Jason Momoa will voice Frosty the Snowman in a live-action Frosty the Snowman movie?
I just kept picturing like a buff. Like a buff Frosty.
I'm picturing him too. Like ripped.
I'm like, how are they going to do it? Are they going to
Snowman.
No CGI shirt.
CGI him? The film is actually being put together by his Aquaman producers. It'll feature a CGI Frosty played by Jason Momoa. They said this, from his role as a fearsome count in a land of ice and fire to the oceanic success we all had with Aquaman, it felt only right to realize Jason this time out of snow. We know Jason's a true human being filled with love, compassion, and a deep connection to family, all of which is the living spirit of Christmas and Frosty.
Make some cash on that.
Yeah.
Those always pay really well.
Yep. Yeah, Frosty movie.
Mm-hmm.
As long as people can go to movies.
Yeah. Yes. Or they'll just stream it online.
Yeah.
No information on when Frosty the Snowman will start filming or is expected to hit theaters. Judging by the current conditions, Christmas 2021, probably the earliest audiences can catch this new Momoa twist on a holiday classic.
Yeah, it's an interesting choice.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Frosty.
Yeah, Jason, you got Momoa. Momoa. Yeah, Momoa for Frosty.
Yeah, like moms are going to have a really weird...
What's his voice? Because like Frosty... Well, actually, Frosty always sounded like an old alcoholic to me.
I don't remember.
You don't remember Frosty's voice?
Yeah, I don't remember his voice. It's kind of barreling, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
He always says happy birthday when it comes to life.
Happy birthday.
What will we call
All right,
now?
Come on, just start talking.
Frosty it is. Frosty the Snowman.
Yay!
Well,
what about the damn... I don't care about the kids. I want to hear Frosty, bitch.
I don't know where you're going to...
Isn't there like the classic one?
Frosty the Snowman?
Right, I'm just looking it up here. Here's the full movie. All right, here we go.
Look at the snowman.
All right. Just talk, Frosty.
A little bit before that.
Like a ticket to the North Pole, please.
Jesus.
Well, it...
Boxcar.
Is this the classic? Does Frosty say anything?
This isn't even the classic.
Yes, this is the classic.
This is the one I remember watching.
This is the one I grew up with.
Now, actually,
there's the narrator.
Hocus.
Just the one?
I've got to get Karen all warmed up, or she's a goner.
I don't remember that. She's a goner.
Are you thinking of the snowman from Rudolph? Like the
maybe
Burl
that's
Ives
what
voices?
He's. Oh, that's it.
That's probably what I'm thinking of.
The snowman.
The narrator from
that's
Rudolph.
That's what I was thinking.
You're probably thinking of the Burl Ives voice.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's what I thought it was an old alcoholic.
Yeah.
Because this voice to me is like Peter Griffith from
a little
Family
bit.
Guy.
Yeah.
But without as much of that.
Yes, I'm thinking of this.
Yeah, that's the one.
100 gold. Well, what do you think of our friend Cornelius? Seems all he thinks about is silver and gold.
Yeah.
Silver and gold.
This is the old alcoholic in July.
It is a tragedy, but I do love the voice of Burl Ives.
Oh, yeah.
That guy could probably sing anything.
And yeah.
Like, man, Burl Ives.
So that, but I'll be honest, it falls into line with all of the types of songs that calm James. You know, like
it's you're just right. Saying, Burl Ives puts James into just like a
Burl Ives takes me back to happier childhood memories.
Yeah,
I have to admit, James, I didn't expect you to say you were a big Burl Ives fan.
Yeah, that's you know what, Lisa? Honestly, I never expected I'd admit that on the radio either. It's a surprising day.
Yeah.
I just love his voice. That's what he's saying.
Well, just big Burl Ives guy.
He can sing anything.
I'll be honest. For anyone to even be able to pull Burl Ives out of their ass, I'm like, whoa, that's the guy's name? I didn't know.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised you guys were like, who the hell is Burl Ives? Come on.
No, I totally know who Burl Ives is.
And I always pictured like one of my old Irish uncles was singing to me. Maybe that's why I think like he's an old alcoholic.
that's the connection.
But there's another one of his songs here. Oh, come on, this is a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Burl Ives song.
Time of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't Burl. Know if there'll be
In fact, this is the only version of that song that I would ever
Me too.
Expect to hear.
Yeah.
My,
You feeling okay, James?
I'm feeling good? Awesome. Because like, I love how the notes hit and they're like, have a holly jolly. And then like those notes hit in the back. Like I don't even know what instrument that is, but it's like perfect. His voice just melted all together into one great like, festive moment.
Yeah. You need to look for a Burl Ives shirt for you. That'd be great.
I would love the crap.
Oh my God.
Burl Ives fan club shirt? Is there such a thing? Let's look it up.
I don't know. So I'm nice. A shirt right now.
Can you imagine the day they order, they get one order, they're like, we sold a Burl Ives!
Oh my God.
We gotta have it.
That's perfect.
That one.
This
look,
picture,
there's him
do you
playing
like
the
it?
Guitar.
You like it, James?
So far, yes.
Okay.
It's Burl. Affordable.
Oh, it's oh, perfect.
Just rocking the guitar. Yes.
Amazing.
You need that.
You need it.
Actually,
sure.
It'd be even cooler if somebody could take Burl Ives and Photoshop him on the Johnny Cash shirt where he's flipping the bird.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that's the perfect Burl Ives. But that's not the Burl Ives image he probably wants.
No.
No.
But that's like the James version of Burl Ives.
I like the one with just the drawing, too.
Oh, nice. I don't mind
that stogie.
Yeah, I don't mind him
like
smoking.
It's an oil painting.
That's cool.
How could you smoke those big, fat stogies, Burl Ives, and have such that sweet, sweet, like, melding voice?
There's lots of Burl Ives t-shirts for someone way more than I ever would have imagined.
I know.
There's a plethora.
It's a whole Burl Ives store.
Craziness. Well, there we go. Now we know.
What
suits
you? We listened to the whole song.
We did.
It's been a while since July. Going ding dong,
ding dong.
Oh yeah,
Burl Ives is Christmas carols. It doesn't get any better than that.
How many Christmas carols does he do?
I will say Gene Autry is right up there in my books with Burl Ives when it comes to Christmas carols.
Yeah,
Gene Autry is like the Christmas album I grew up with.
Yeah,
yeah. Didn't he do the original Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Oh no. I don't know anything about it.
I know nothing
about
Christmas music. This is the original.
Yeah, this is a good one, too. This is so sacrilegious for me to talk about Christmas in July right now.
This is against everything we believe
in. This is the classic Rudolph song.
Rudolph the Red Nose.
This is a classic one.
Had a very shiny nose.
James has the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, but only in July. He's around Christmas time. I'm like, it's bah humbug!
Yeah, exactly.
Let me sing of all this festive crap!
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh man, Burl Ives, sing me to sleep.
Does Burl Ives have a whole album of Christmas songs,
yes,
but we only really know like the couple?
Oh, I'm sure.
He has a full album.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It was a regular on repeat in the holiday time growing up. And also in the grocery store. There's a lot of Burl Ives. Yeah, that's the exact album that we have
in
my mom's
house. Have a Holly Jolly Christmas album.
Okay.
That's why it's so special to you.
Probably, yeah. Like, it's been, like, that's what we listen to.
Yeah.
Christmas time.
And if you ever
if I would have tried to put on any kind of holiday classic music with my dad, he would have just kicked the crap out of me.
Oh, come on, really?
He wasn't, like, a big, let's listen to Christmas carols guy.
Hit me with some Autry.
He might be now.
I need to call
myself.
He
might be now. He's lost all of his manliness.
But. Well, there you go. That's our little Christmas in July special here on David Junk the
Freak. Sorry about that.
We apologize. We're just going trip down memory lane there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Now, it's time to play What's Up
Her Butt. Who is in there? There's actually 2 back-to-back up their butt stories.
All right.
Wow. The first one, it is, Lisa, it's a landmark day. The first one is in Florida. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I've never smuggled anything in any of my cavities.
Me neither.
I'll go on record. Specifically, the one cavity down below that's like an exit door, not a storage locker.
Right. Yeah, I definitely never smuggled anything there.
But I feel like it would be hard to not notice something's down there, is what I'm saying, right?
You're walking easy. Depends how far
what it is, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a 34-year-old woman from Fort Pierce, Florida, arrested for DUI. Mm-hmm. When the cops took her to jail, the police report says an X-ray showed a foreign object in her rectal region.
Right.
She had something in her rectal tunnel.
Oh.
Rectal her tunnel. Excuse was, I forgot it was up there.
Of course.
I forgot.
I knew I forgot something.
A pipe.
Lisa, wait, you ruined it!
Oh, Lisa got it!
You're too good.
Did you look at my sheet, Lisa?
No.
Lisa,
it wasn't that hard to figure out.
It's a pipe
out.
Or it's meth.
Lisa's out. Always... What's up her butt, cheater?
Oh, wow.
I cheated.
Cheater, cheater.
You're a cheater.
Yeah, it was crack pipe. She had a crack pipe in her rectal tunnel. She says she completely forgot it was up there.
No. Oh. I guess she might have.
You can't. It's always aren't those things glass? Aren't they glass?
Yeah, they're little thin tubes.
Sometimes they're just broken light bulbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can't get that up there.
No.
That'll do some damage.
Ooh.
But
wow.
They'll break, I think.
Crack well, that's what I'm pipes. Saying.
Yeah.
How do you have a glass crack pipe up your ass in your rectal tunnel?
Yeah.
And not destroy it?
Well, I hate to break it to you. I mean, she probably just put it up there. Like, it was probably just put up there.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She wasn't walking during around with it for over. Weeks.
Yeah.
She didn't, like, run a marathon?
Like, she didn't really forget about it. No. She knew it
well,
was
no.
there. And it was fresh. It was a fresh pipe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get you. She was hit with additional charges for possession of drug paraphernalia and introduction of contraband into a detention facility. But crazy enough, not releasing her name or mugshot. Just saying her age and where she's from.
Hmm.
Mm. I gotta have privacy when you got a crack pipe up your butt.
Well, why? No, you shouldn't. You lose all rights to privacy when you shove a crack pipe up your ass.
Yeah, I guess that makes more sense. But they didn't want to embarrass her. They're like, listen, this lady had a crack pipe up her butt. I think she's learned her lesson.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Lisa got one right out of the gate.
I can't wait get this one right
Will
away.
She get the second one? Let's
oh my
fire
God.
It up again. Oh, let's take it from the top, Charlie.
I gotta take it from the top.
We got to get to number two here.
What's up his butt?
What is it?
What the hell's in there?
It is a he.
It's a he.
All right.
A dude in China. Chopsticks.
I tried to one-up you there.
Nice.
Oh, you did.
You can do better than that.
Too fast.
You can do better than that.
We don't normally guess that.
I know. I didn't want to give the top answer away in case you're going to nail this one. Hold on.
He had to have something removed from his body after he inserted it into his ass by accident.
Oh, yeah. Fell right on it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude was said to be playing at home unattended when he allegedly shoved this into his backside. Mm-hmm. Doctors found it during a medical checkup, and he was rushed to the hospital.
Hmm. I don't know this one.
Yeah. Is it like a cell phone or something?
Eel.
That's what we normally guess.
Eel.
Yeah. I love off the top, she was like, you're better than that.
Yeah,
you're better than chopsticks, Chuck.
I know.
She was like, pipe. Chopsticks are stupid.
Jeez.
So far,
she's right. She let you have it.
No one has it yet.
Huh.
What else can I tell you about it here? Colonoscopy was used by medical workers to examine the patient's colon and rectum by inserting a flexible tube with a camera into the anus. They checked the colon further and found nothing else there, so they suspected this was actually in the feces.
Hmm.
They injected a large amount of saline into his colon to help him release the excrement.
Yeah,
it's chilly.
And they did find this object wrapped in feces when it came out of him.
Bottle cap?
Like opium, maybe? Heroin?
Nope.
I think this is for pleasure,
this is
right?
a pleasure thing, yeah.
Possibly, but I can't imagine.
Oh, it seems like he swallowed it and it went...
No, it didn't go in. No, it went up.
Oh, it went up.
Yeah.
Okay.
It went up, not
and
down.
It just kept creeping.
You want to know how big it is?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
6 inches long.
The hell's going to be
6 inches?
I have no idea.
I'm thinking it's almost like a mini bottle, like a little spice bottle or a...
Maybe it's...
Almost like a red hot.
No.
Size, no.
One more round of guessing before I reveal the answer. What's up his ass? It's 6 inches long. It landed in his feces. It could have done some serious damage.
Knife?
It's not a knife. God damn it. It is sharp.
Oh. Hmm. Pencil?
So your chopstick thing.
Yeah, not too far off.
Sorry about that.
Was a dart.
Oh!
Why did
you don't
want
to put that in there.
He put a dart up his ass.
Bullseye.
Yeah.
He says by accident.
Can I tell you, there's no accidental way to put a dart in your butt. But unless a world-class dartsman.
Why? Why?
I don't understand.
Why dart?
He just thought it felt good.
You liked it.
It's got a sharp pointy end.
I hope it was a plastic one.
I love when they explain afterwards. Like, the doctor's like, well, we found this. That's your problem right there.
Yeah.
You know? And then...
Why a dart?
I'd watch a whole show of just people explaining how stuff got in their butts.
Oh.
45 minutes.
Doctor said the dude's life could have been in danger if the pointy dart had pierced through his colon. So,
oh, so it was pointy, then.
It was pointy. Well, he was lucky it did not pierce through his colon. It just landed in his poop.
Hmm. I guess another show I would watch on TV is just... An incredible dartsman
throwing darts,
throwing darts into like goat seed beholes.
I watch that too.
Yep.
Oh, that's intense.
I would tune in. That's musty TV.
You'd
for
have
me.
To surround the beehole with something it would bounce off of so that people wouldn't be injured.
No, I think that's part of the fun. It's part of the God. Risk.
I think it's just,
you know?
Bullseye.
Yeah.
Butt bullseye.
When it disappears, they just keep showing it on replay.
What an 18!
Yeah. Yeah. Buttseye.
Banzai!
It's going to be an Asian TV show, so you know, like, Banzai!
Banzai!
I love it.
Oh my God! Oh,
Banzai!
I love the
idea. Has it been done before? Oh, Wee Man threw darts at Steve-O's beehole.
No shocker there.
No.
Here's, I get darts thrown up my butthole just to make my mates laugh. Warning,
oh,
blood.
Oh, my God. We
this
can't.
This is the human dartboard challenge. Oh, see, it's been done before.
See, this is why. It's doable. We know it's doable.
Only has 3,800 videos on YouTube, huh?
Oh, did it hit? Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, so they weren't going for the beehole. He painted a target right on his ass. Oh my God, and they're throwing darts right into his butt cheek.
They're real close.
Buttseye.
Buttseye.
Oh,
buttseye. Oh, my God, yeah, he's bleeding everywhere.
Well, yeah. You can't have darts thrown in you.
That's crazy. Yeah, dart is not it's like the least ideal thing you could have in your butthole.
Well, just...
Yeah,
the end of it on both ends is rough inside you.
I feel like if you just look around,
there's so many videos of people getting darts thrown at their ass, not in their beehole.
No,
yeah, the meaty part.
Yeah.
Rooster gets hit in the butt with a dart. Bedazzle your beehole on a budget.
Can you actually save that?
Save
for later,
that? Yeah, one for me. Dan.
Yeah.
A how-to guide.
Go ahead. That was nice.
On a budget. How to bedazzle your beehole on a budget.
Article came out right before Christmas last year.
It's a nice little thrifty arts and crafts article. Yeah. You can check out later.
Huh. So, you guys, you could be onto something here with the buttseye.
Wonder how much they can save you on your...
I think the name.
Your beehole bedazzling.
Probably a few bucks.
Yeah.
Depends on how often you're going to bedazzle it up, you know?
Are they high cost, usually?
Depends on what kind of beads you use.
Yeah. I don't know much about the
fancy
bedazzling.
The beads, the more crystal-like beads you use.
I guess the big cost savings is doing it yourself as opposed to getting a professional
to
do it. That's
where you save the money.
Yeah, but bedazzler artist is not cheap.
No.
My God, no.
They've got to go into your beehole.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
That's
talent.
If you want a quality bedazzle on your butt.
Yeah.
Place in Peel Region, that's just outside of Toronto, made an arrest in connection with a series of indecent acts. They say that an old guy would fill condoms with his stuff.
Takes a while.
His old man juice.
Yeah.
And then tie them to cars in parking lots of shopping centers around the city.
Here you go. A gift.
Tie them to the car?
Yeah. He would tie his used filled condoms to cars.
I'm bored, you know. So he was probably like a one-shot deal, and then take it off, tie it, go on
leave
his way.
It on the car.
I'd be so horrified.
But he actually tied it to their, like,
some part of the car.
Like the antenna.
Whatever. If they had antenna, whatever it is.
Oh. I've been doing it for 35 years. It's my secret.
It's on your door handle.
It could be.
Good luck.
But this 74-year-old Peter Malegos is his name. He tied used condoms to unoccupied cars. He was arrested and charged with 11 counts so far that they know about. They believe there's many more victims. He's set to appear in court in September. They say the investigation is still ongoing, and they believe many more incidents could have occurred across the greater Toronto area by this old guy. They're asking anyone with information to contact police.
You hate to see those.
Oh, yeah. You would. I'd hate to have a used condom in my car.
Grab it by accident.
Oh, what is that? Yeah. Right? You go up and look at it, and then like, oh!
I played, we were playing baseball in a kind of a shadier area. And you got out of the parking, like you parked. You just looked down.
They're everywhere.
Condoms?
Yeah. People, I guess, getting together
got some
in the
images on the park. There he is.
He looks like an artist rendering of a perv.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a perv stash. He's got the whole thing going on there.
Not doing anything.
He looks just like one of my buddy's dads.
It's always awkward.
Oh, that's too bad.
It really is.
That's too bad.
And,
He's probably someone's dad. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Right? Your dad ties used condoms to cars.
Yeah, one of my buddy's dads had the same look.
He looks like a dad on vacation.
Yeah. That's
it. It's summertime dad.
Yeah. Summertime dad.
Summertime dad out just putting his junk around town.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's gross.
Yeah, that's a weird hobby.
Yeah.
You got to stop that.
It's sick. Like, it makes me think you're really just...
74, though. He's still firing shots, huh?
He is. And he doesn't look 74. Not that I want to compliment Herbert.
Yeah,
he doesn't look like he looks...
No, he doesn't.
Like his early 60s.
Yeah.
He looks kind of like Ned Flanders.
He does look like Ned Flanders.
A little bit. Yep. You're right. Like an older Ned Flanders. Well, let's hope Ned doesn't get up to no good. This guy definitely did. But at least they got him now, and then they'll probably be able to tie him to all sorts of used condom cases.
I don't even know how you think of something like that up. You're like, listen, I'm bored out of my mind. I've got my dad clothes on.
Yeah.
It's COVID.
COVID's got me going out of my mind. I got a lot of stress.
Gotta do something.
I gotta do something.
I'm gonna finish any of these condoms.
Right.
Tie them to people's cars.
That'll pass some time.
Yep, that's what he did.
That's exactly what he did.
That's what my buddy's dad did.
Oh, stop.
Jeez.
So gross.
At least they know who he is.
Yeah, I'm glad there's the name.
The guy must dye his hair, right?
Yes.
Just for men.
Yeah. Yep.
I would think, right, at 74.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a
it's the exact
of
color
hair.
That my beard used to be, so it's 100% just for men.
A Connecticut resident lucky to be alive after falling through the floor of a home into a 30-foot well, all while helping a friend move into their new place.
Hey, thanks for letting me know you got a well underneath the floor.
I fell pretty hard.
It hurts.
What are you doing down there? Are you feeling my falling well?
My falling well.
Oh, you found my pit.
You found my falling well.
Oh.
Yeah, you learned your lesson, didn't you? They say the incident could have turned out very differently if not for the fire department there, who responded to the scene and helped retrieve the victim from the well. This happened when someone was moving into a home, which was built in 1843.
That's your problem right there, right?
Mm. A friend of the guy moving in didn't realize the hole in the floor and then fell 20 feet.
God.
Actually, 30 feet below into a well, splashing into extremely cold water that was well over the victim's head.
I'm going to lower down a basket. Okay, there's lotion in there.
Ignore the lotion.
Come on.
Fire department confirmed that they were called to the scene shortly after a report of a fall. By the time they arrived and performed the successful rope rescue operation, the victim had been treading water for close to 25 minutes. Luckily, only minor injuries from the fall.
What a day.
But I know, I'm helping someone move. It's bad enough, right? There's some pictures of this.
He's lucky there was enough water, right?
I guess the well had been covered with wood flooring. And so it just gave way when this guy stepped onto it and he fell down below. God, imagine I bought a house. I don't realize there's a gigantic, dirty, nasty, murderous well hole beneath it.
You don't know you need to ask that.
Do you have any big open wells under this building?
You got any wood that's going to give way underneath me and lead me into a pit?
Oh, my God. He's lucky to be alive, guys.
That's like a murder.
That's like a murder. Alive. Because there's so many rocks that he could have hit.
Oh, if his head hit that going down?
I'm assuming he hit a few on the way down. I mean, he couldn't have missed all of that.
He was out for a minute, bro. Unless he fell perfectly down the center.
Yeah. Yeah. But even still, there's pipes sticking out. Look at that pipe sticking out.
Or is that the rescue stuff?
I don't think so. I think it's a pipe.
That's so crazy.
My God. So old-timey people just used to have pits and wells and stuff hidden in their houses?
I guess, like, that would have been your drinking well.
Was the well inside the house, or did they build the house over it? Because they probably were expanding, right?
They built over it, and maybe it had, like, a pump. 1840, right? Like, what in the hell was going on in 1840?
Right.
I mean, life was absolutely horrible.
They believe the well had been covered with wood flooring and no subfloor or well cap while the previous owners were renovating the home in 1981.
Oh, my God.
So the previous owners just were like, nah, we'll just cover this.
Yeah, we know a well's there. Just don't step on the well.
Put some real thin wood over it.
Just a thin little piece of wood.
Plus just the moisture. Yeah. Would just soften up that wood.
All the critters, I think, or bugs that could, I think, come out of there.
Mm-hmm. I bet there's some big centipedes.
I don't want to buy a house from 1843.
Me neither.
No, because that's the least your worries. You should be worried about horrifying 1800s ghosts.
Never mind, just open wells.
Not fallen wells.
Andy, are you going to the fallen well?
Yeah, I'm down here. They put wood over it. I weigh more than the wood could sustain.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, buddy, but thanks for helping me move.
Yeah, no problem, man. Hey, thank you.
You hit any of those rocks on the way down?
A few, yeah. I got some stuff snapped. There's a lot of...
Okay.
The water's red before I got in it.
Oh,
so.
No, that's pretty scary. Well, just tread water. It'll help get here.
Yeah, I know. I'm starting to get a real bad trench foot. If you could get somebody, I'd appreciate it. And also, tell people about them. Maybe put a cone.
A cone
would help.
Cone would have helped.
Like a warning, fallen well.
Look out.
1840s bad guy booby trap. It always shocks me because it looks extremely well made. The well. Like, it's well, like hand-laid stones.
Yeah. It's held up well from the 1840s.
Yeah, it looks like the prison in a castle or something.
Exactly how it looks.
Amazing.
They throw you in there to die in the castle.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A dude who walked out of a Circle K store in Jacksonville, Florida Monday with two bottles of iced tea, a beef stick, and a Ford hat must have decided he wasn't that hungry. He returned the snack and left an IOU.
That was nice of him.
He left his name and a promise to pay. But police are still investigating the bizarre encounter as retail theft because he still got away with two bottles of tea and a Ford hat.
Oh, man. Hell of a haul.
Here's a question, though. What if he shows up later and he actually does pay for it?
Doesn't matter. You've left without paying.
Yeah. I know, but like, I guess you'd have to have...
If the person who owns the business decides
it's okay,
then they can say they don't want to press charges.
You can't just hand him a note explaining what's going to happen.
No.
And leave.
Yeah, that'll stress him right out. Just slide a note to him.
Like, oh,
geez.
The man who is described as white in his 60s, wearing a tank top and a hat that said FBI.
I love this guy.
He left on foot.
I don't know him.
FBI. I hope it's that federal booty investigation.
Oh, I hope so.
I
too.
Hope it's it.
He was in a tank top.
The tank top, yeah. What a look.
I'm going to need a beef stick, two bottles of tea. Ooh, and that Ford hat. I love stores like that where you can get the craziest combo of things.
Yeah, that is crazy. I don't want anything crazy. Just a Ford hat, three meat sticks, two sweet teas.
Yeah.
Well, we got all that.
I'm so glad you have a plethora of items.
You are going to have to pay for that, sir.
Oh, no. Here's an IOU.
Oh, okay. See you in a bit.
Are you really with the FBI?
Yeah, I am a female booty inspector.
Oh!
That explains
read
it.
Read the fine print.
Yeah, it's little letters underneath it. See, that's real cool.
He sounds like a party guy.
Yeah,
he sounds like he'd be a fun time.
Yeah, he is.
I'm going out. Where is my tank top? I'm going out IOUing. I wonder if he has a bunch made up that he just leaves a certain IOU.
I'm sure.
I think he thinks that they're legal tender.
They're not.
No, they're not.
You will get arrested.
That's crime.
So don't leave IOUs.
Yeah.
A woman who was filming a shark documentary had the day off. What happened to her? She was bit by a shark.
Oh, yeah.
On her day off from filming the shark documentary.
Yep.
Here's the story from News 9 in Australia of how this all came to be here. If I can figure out a way to get past that little box there. Do you see an X out there?
Yep, there it is.
All right, here we go. Take it away, News 9.
Getting up close and personal to sharks, filming documentaries, and she won't forget her latest run-in with one.
I still love sharks! Sharks are beautiful!
She's crazy.
That's amazing!
She's being pushed. She was taken by helicopter. She's being pushed in like a hospital bed into the hospital, and she screams to the camera that she still loves sharks.
She's running with one.
I still love sharks! Sharks are beautiful!
The 29-year-old lifted to Cairns Hospital, suffering deep lacerations to her leg and a suspected fracture. After it's believed a shark took a nip while she was swimming off Fitzroy Island on the Great Barrier Reef.
Obviously, from the initial call of a shark bite, we weren't sure exactly what we were going to, so we were preparing for the worst.
Paramedics say the woman was 100 metres off the beach but managed to get to land, where workers and an off-duty doctor provided first aid.
We did a good job to bandage her up, support her, and she's obviously in good care now.
Local tourism operators sceptical the bite came from a shark, claiming there's never been an attack on the island before.
If it was a shark, it would have been a very small shark.
Today's attack, following two fatal maulings, Matthew Tratt and Manny Hart DeVille, both killed by sharks on Australia's east coast in the past 9 days, everyone in agreeance and thankful that this incident wasn't as serious.
She's great. She's in there smiling and very happy.
Jordan Fabris, Nine News.
Like, I've never seen anyone so happy to be bit by a shark.
She loves sharks, at least.
She almost feels like, yeah, I had my moment.
Yeah,
maybe she did it on purpose.
Or like one gave her a kiss.
And they're like, there was probably no shark.
Well, I'm wondering if it was like a barracuda or something like that. Like just another really mean
fish with teeth.
Fish with giant teeth.
Huh? Yeah.
She's obsessed.
She's crazy.
Stalking the sharks.
I love sharks.
Please, lady, leave me alone.
The sharks are like, this is uncomfortable.
Listen, we don't love you. Shut up, lady. Jesus. Seriously, we're trying to swim and eat people.
Oh my God, this lady camera filming us. Don't film me.
She's like, shark!
Yes. They're like, my God, bite her, quick!
Go get Bruce.
Bruce, hello.
Yeah. Oh, my name is Bruce.
Tell Bruce to eat her.
Yeah, she loves sharks.
Ooh.
I love sharks! Sharks are beautiful!
You love them right up until they chomp you right now.
Yeah. A little one got her. But that is, they're like, that lady is crazy. We have got to bite her ankles.
If they would have, like, her leg would have been gone, she still would have been, I love you. I love you.
They're fine. The great creatures. It's off. Oh, drop my leg.
I'll tell you what's crazy. She was like 100 meters out, swimming off the shore. Like, no.
Oh, she was far out.
That's
like, she was almost like asking for something.
Yeah, that's way too far out.
Yeah, and I bet they're right. Far. It probably was not even a shark.
Right.
She's just saying it was.
You scraped your leg on a seashell.
Well, it did break her leg, whatever it was.
Yeah. She's crazy, though, so who knows what she's doing. So there is this video that went viral the other day. It was a swarm of stingrays swimming past oblivious swimmers in Florida.
Mm.
These gigantic stingrays. Mm. And it is funny because that's not what people really noticed when the footage was shared online.
Huh.
They noticed the Florida man who was swimming, who had the worst sunburn they've ever seen.
Oh.
Who is now being compared to Hellboy.
That's awesome.
Oh, that is real.
Yeah,
that's the most burnt man in history.
Yeah. It is absolutely real. This is the video. ABC News posted the video, right?
Dude needs to use sunscreen.
That's not healthy.
They just put like this, nice nature music behind it as you see these giant stingrays.
A cooked man out there.
He absolutely is. This unnamed beach goer appeared in this Twitter video posted by ABC News depicting a swarm of stingrays swimming past oblivious bathers in Florida. But then everyone online is just ripping into this sunburnt man.
Oh, my God. I can't even look at it. It's so painful.
He's so burnt.
Yeah, he's so red. I think the stingrays were actually like, we're going to try and help this man.
Yeah. Look at that. Our healing stingray powers.
Look at that bright red person.
Someone joked, is Satan having a swim? Another one said that red man is going to have some regrets when he tries to sleep and when he wakes up and all the next week.
Oh, my God.
Someone else said, talk about burying the lead. The story here is the red dude.
Yeah.
No one's thinking about the damn stingrays.
If you slap that man on the back, he's going to the hospital.
Oh, my God. Or his skin's coming right off.
Someone said, we came for the stingrays, we stayed for the red lobster. And another person said, are we just going to ignore the dude trying to get skin cancer here?
Yeah, what's up with that guy? Somebody needs to
chill out.
Yeah, chill out, dude. Why are you roasting so much, man?
Put some sunscreen
exactly
on.
How it, is.
It almost looked like he was placed there. At first, I thought it was fake. Like someone placed that image.
Like digitally did it,
right? Yeah. But no, he's actually there.
That's how red he is. It looks fake.
It does.
That's why you question it, because he's that red.
Did anybody ever catch up with him? They need to check on him.
Yeah, someone needs to...
He might have been floating at sea for at least 3 weeks. According to the shade of red that he is.
That's exactly right.
Does he have a gold chain on?
He does.
I think so,
yeah.
It's just part of him now. It's
been
burnt in.
Yeah. He, he looks exactly like how someone who was abandoned at sea...
When they find him.
Right. When they find him on a life raft.
Lost away.
Like exactly.
He's way too heavy to be lost at sea.
Yeah, he's been eaten somehow.
He's a big guy with a gold chain. He's on vacation. Yeah. He got a little excited to be in the sun.
I love the sun! I love it! Oh, God! Oh, no!
That's exactly how I look when I finish a baseball tournament.
Do I look burnt?
Oh, man.
Just a bit.
Just a little sunburn hurts.
Yeah.
Like, it's tough to sleep.
I hate a sunburn. Yes.
How do you even burn yourself on both sides? Like,
he's
so
equally burnt everywhere.
He's burnt all the way around his body.
Yeah. He's roasted.
Yeah. If, in fact, the only place he looks like he may not be burnt is his hands. Yeah.
Like the bottom of his hands?
The tops of his hands are also just incredibly white.
Oh. Did you fall asleep on the sun, sir?
I feel like he fell asleep like this.
This is how he floats in.
For 12 hours. A 12-hour nap.
You're right. The tops of his hands are really oddly white.
That's just because it's like the toughest part of your... It's always exposed to sun, kind of, and maybe it just didn't get burnt.
Yeah.
Oh, my hands.
I always tan my hands.
They always tan like the rest of me.
Yeah.
Not that man.
No.
Not him at all.
He's all Chad. The only other part of him that's like real super white is like right under his man.
Well,
breast.
Yeah.
it's not seeing any sun.
Yeah, the sun can't get there.
If you want to see this, we do have it up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can go check out what Hellboy's dad looks like.
He either looks like he's like vacationing from the East Coast or like the Midwest or something.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, yeah, we had a fine time. I got a hell of a sunburn. I really got some color. Oh, God. The wife and I were out there. I laid on that beach for about 2 days straight and then went swimming with stingrays and got a video of it. I wake up the next day, everybody's saying stuff about this Hellboy film.
Someone has got to have tracked this guy down already.
Who is this guy?
They already know,
he's
right?
He's mysterious. He's very mysterious.
Someone has to know. It's everywhere. Like, it's all over Twitter.
I know, but unless, like, someone who knows him or him himself sees it, then no one would make that connection.
Who is this guy?
Who is Hellboy's dad?
Who is Hellboy?
I don't think they'll ever find me.
And you wouldn't come forward. I'm not like I'm going to be. If that was me, there's no way I'd be like, oh, my God, I got to tell everyone that's me.
Because it's embarrassing when you get a sunburn and you go see people.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm an idiot.
I don't care about my skin.
And some people will call you right out.
Yeah.
They'll be
whoa.
Like, oh,
Jesus.
You ever heard of sunscreen, dude? Like, oh, yeah. Forgot. Oh,
it's amazing, though.
He had a fine time.
I could watch him floating by the stingrays over and over again.
I ended up in the hospital about 6 hours later. Turns out I had too much sun, they said.
And your high blood pressure didn't help.
I was pretty red as it is.
Alcohol, he's boozing it all day.
So the dude in the water may want to find some shade.
Yeah. Do you think he doesn't realize how burned he is?
That's got to be it.
I feel no pain. I'm stricken with a disease or I don't feel my skin. Lava man goes for a swim near stingrays who seem unaware of their danger.
Oh, man.
Stingrays were like, that dude's crazy. Go around him.
Oh, I just would love to catch up with this guy.
Imagine him coming out of the water.
Everything is so painful. You wouldn't even believe it out there.
Yeah, people think it's a creature.
I know, it's hard to believe someone could be that red.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what he got.
Someone said this man looks like he needs sunscreen at night. Like, that's how white he is.
Oh.
Yeah, I literally was in the water too long.
Well, and that's the other thing. Like, ooh, I'm getting burnt. I should probably go sit in the water and cool off. You get just as badly burned.
Worse.
It's even crazier.
Oh. Oh, blaring into the Kool-Aid man.
I need some Noxzema or something.
That's crazy. It's so funny just to see the reaction to people.
He's so red.
The Red Hulk, they call him.
I lost a wife out at sea, you know, so I floated for 4 days.
I'm trying to think
of a lobster.
It's just his sunburn is incredibly bad.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Like, that's all coming off.
I've never seen a sunburn like that.
I do need to go inside sometime.
Is that, like, hospital-worthy? Like, you should go to the ER?
He's probably in the hospital right now.
Yeah. Do you think he's incredibly wanged right there? Like, so
he definitely was drinking.
Yeah, he's been beach drinking. In St. Petersburg, that happens a lot there.
He's probably molting like a snake right now.
I bet.
His skin just peeling right off.
I drank 840s and then swam for 8 hours straight.
Third degree burns.
Doctor said I barely was alive when I floated by those stingrays.
Oh, my God. Incredible.
Jesus.
Again, if you want to see him, go check it out. DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. We put a link to the article there.
Man, you know, you're watching those stingrays and you just think it's this tranquil thing and then a evil devil man.
Comes floating by.
Yeah.
What is that?
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.